Okay, we got a short word. Parshas Vayeshlach, Motzei Tishrei, Shabbos Nachum, Tov Shem Pei Gimel, Alein Shvei, Nishmas Estetil, Abbas of Gavriel Pinchas, Baruch Tzvi Mimenes, and for Shema, for Shein Rivka Basleya, and for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Basor Shech. So I saw an incredible idea brought down from the current Gerer Rosh Yeshiva of Shal Alter. And he explains a pasuk in the Parsha that says, right before Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm standing between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time, about to give you the Aseres HaDibros. It's the opening pasuk right before Aseres HaDibros. So classically, I've saw from the Al-Shem Tov, the Mar-Shemesh brings it down from the Rebbe Mizlachev, that what is Anochi Omed Ben Hashem Beneichem? That Gaiva, the Anochi is that something that stands between a person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gaiva, stands in between us and their Baruch Hashem. But it's sort of a magnificent idea. And the Gerer Yeshiva or Shal Alter brings down that yes, that's true. But there's another pshat from the Kedushas Levi. And this is brought down in the Kedushas Levi, in the Yalka Kedushas Levi. And he's the defender of all Klai Yisrael. He looks at the good within every Klai Yisrael. He sees the light in the Kedusha, in the orb, in the Tisha B'Av. And he says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Omid Hashem Ben Hashem Aneichem. He says that it's the Mechaber. You know what the mechaber is? B'chol matzav shu b'chol zman. You can run, but you can't hide. Anoichi omed ben Hashem v'neichem. Afil k'shechayim olam hazagashu shepasuch b'lamata, yish zekoach shel anoichi omed Hashem v'neichem. Shebechabes ko'ech v'echa laviv shebashmaim. Wherever you turn, wherever you are, however dark a place a person has, whether they're a Tisha B'Av in their life, or Tisha B'Av is a person always says, Anoichi omed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by your side. B'chol matzav shu. Not that it was... That Anochi is in it, and it stops a person from connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then no, Mikoich Hadibor Shanochi Hashem Lakecha, because of the Koich of Hadibor of Anochi Hashem Lakecha, because we were so Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kala, like Rav Weinberger explained today and last night, the whole Indian of Tisha B'Av was for us to remember that we're a Chassan and a Kala, and all we want to do is get back to that real relationship in the base of Mikdash that Rav Yitzchak was talking about. The whole Bechia of the entire Avoda of Tisha B'Av of the 3 weeks is the Shtoikikus for the real connection in the base of Mikdash, not for the house, but it's for the real connection to the Rabbono Shalom. So yes, Anochi Omei Ben Hashem Aveneichem, but brought out, yes, Gaiva, as Anochi, so it gets in the way. But deeper than that, he says the Kedushas Levi, explained by the Keresh Yeshiva of Shal Alter, and he says, Anoichi Omid Ben Hashem Aveneichem. Anoichi is Omid. It helps you, it drags you, wherever you go. You can run, but you can't hide. Kodesh Baruch is with you. And what a nechama that is. What a nechama that is. Wherever a Jew is, whatever a Jew has done, the Rabbono Shalom, our loving fathers, and Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Nachmu, Imi, the Medrash says, and the Siva Shalom explains. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I need you, I want you, I need nechama too. Shmi Zocha, to look at ourselves, and to realize that we are the Rabbono Shalom. We have Kadosh Baruch Hu inside our neshama. You can run, but you can't hide. It's never too far. It's never too late to return. And the Sfarim say, we already say, Ksivik Simitovi Gugu Ben Shiraz. The Sfarim say, El Av, Menachem Av, Av is El Ba. It's time to do tshuva. The B'nai Saskar says, better to walk behind the lion than to walk behind the Basula, the Gemara says, for Alpi Shemir Seinayim. But the B'nai Saskar says, better to do tshuva in the month of the lion, the month of Av, than the month of the Basula, of El. To do tshuva, but how do you do tshuva? By realizing that we are good. We are good, and focus on the good within ourselves. And if we focus within the good ourselves, that'll make us spread out and not even have to have gaiva. Maybe we could connect it. If you have the second shot of the Kedusha Slevi, to see the Anoche Hashem Lakecha, that we have that internal ways and connection and magnet to the Rabbono Shalom, then there's no gaiva that gets in the way between us and the Rabbono Shalom, because we know how dear and how beloved and how cherished we are from our dear Father, from our Chassam. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Nachmu. Shkach.